An important building in West Virginia's history is being restored to its 20th century glory, but also being brought into the 21st century. West Virginia's first state capitol building is in Wheeling, and it's now officially the first solarized building in the city's downtown. Bucket trucks and lifts carry restoration professionals who are mixing and applying fresh coats of white plaster cement to 1413 Oaf Street, the first state capitol building, built in 1858. Standing in downtown Wheeling, the original gate to the west, as Wheelonians sometimes call it, it's hard to throw a stone without hitting something historically significant. That is especially true here on Oaf Street.
The inauguration of our first governor, Arthur Borman, happened here, and he gave his inaugural address right outside the front of the building. And we think it's also significant that the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments to the United States Constitution were ratified by the state of West Virginia in this building.
That's the building's current owner, lawyer, playwright, and Northern Panhandle native, Patrick Cassidy. He and his wife, Mary Ellen, bought the property in 1993. Today, the building houses the Cassidy, Kogan, Chappelle, and Vogelin law firm. In full disclosure, it's also the location of West Virginia Public Broadcasting's new Northern News Bureau. But the Cassidys are probably most proud to call the building home to the Wheeling Academy of Law and Science, or the Walls Foundation.
It's mainly an educational foundation that has classes for lawyers and also other professionals in the area.
The Cassidys established the nonprofit in 2004 to promote educational programming in a variety of fields, as well as a way to stimulate economic growth in Wheeling and the state. While the project has been developing inside, restorations have been ongoing and perhaps culminating outside on the exterior of the building.
Initially, it had a coat of brick. It was bricked initially. And then a funeral home took it over later and gave it a stucco coat.
That's Sarl Venter, a restoration specialist. He and his team have been restoring the exterior of the building to a white stucco colonial-style finish that was popular in the 1920s. But the changes outside aren't entirely dedicated to historical preservation. There's an addition to the building, a garage, that was just covered in solar panels, making the first state capitol building the first solarized building in downtown Wheeling.
Well, it started with kind of a resurgence of the Wheeling Green Table, which is a group of people that meet and try to figure out how to grow a sustainable, actually I don't like the word sustainable, a thriving economy that will benefit all.
Mary Ellen Cassidy is a lifelong science educator and scientist. She's a passionate proponent for developing renewable energy sources in West Virginia, but it was actually a personal incentive that got the solar ball rolling at the Capitol building.
Our 45th wedding anniversary was coming up. About the same time, we were kind of deciding, you know, how much to invest, could we invest in solar, how much could, we decided that that would make the best anniversary gift ever. And it truly is the best anniversary gift ever to have solar panels on your building.
Yeah,
because
we both benefit.
It's a gift for both of us because we both benefit from it.
And to me, it's so much, I mean, it's so much more than just those physical panels. It's so a symbol of hope, and we're moving forward, and all things are possible. You know, and every time I see those solar panels, that's what I hope people will see.
Patrick and Mary Ellen Cassidy say they feel a strong moral obligation to not only reduce their carbon footprints, but also to stimulate the economic viability of renewable energy sources and jobs that support them in West Virginia. They say even old buildings, very old buildings, perhaps especially old buildings, are often capable of being highly efficient modern structures.
We're happy that we not only have a historic landmark, we think, with the complete now renovation of the first state capitol, but we've also tried to make it a model of energy efficiency to demonstrate really that preservation is the new green.
Pat Cassidy likes to point out that part of the energy that's being saved in restoring an old building rather than tearing it down and starting over is the energy of all the people who made the building what it is today, whether those efforts were in construction, maintenance, or perhaps even in historical acts. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling.